Warehouse capacity constraints. Logistics professionals will help the procurement function in planning procurement by determining whether warehouse capacity constraints will require changing the order size and/or timing of deliveries to the given warehouse. The primary element to optimize in a warehouse is throughput. A warehouse has an optimal amount of space utilization, the maximum is around 85%, and going above this level creates efficiency bottlenecks and may quickly create cost overruns. For example, if 4 loads show up when there is no place to put the inventory, this may require leaving the trailers out in the lot and paying detention fees, possibly for an extended period of time, since the imbalance can be difficult to correct at a busy warehouse. Detention also creates a high theft risk. Periods where utilization is well below optimum creates an opportunity cost due to worker and space underutilization. The key to good throughput is to have incoming shipments match outgoing shipments to the degree possible so as to minimize spikes or dips in inventory. Logistics professionals can use exception management to provide warnings to purchasing professionals only when order size or timing would cause issues, and they can require suppliers to provide advance ship notices, ASNs, as a second line of defense. One area of risk for logistics professionals is with delivered pricing. If the supplier arranges the delivery and if this delivery is not communicated to logistics, then the arrival comes as a surprise. For this reason, when delivered pricing is allowed, reliable communications methods, for example, automated alerts such as ASNs, are needed. While overall capacity needs to be checked, at a more detailed level, specific types of storage spaces will also need to be assessed for capacity, such as racking space, floor space, bulk storage space, automated picking capacity, and dock space/doors.